Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, and as we promised, we go right to the guest line for Drake May. Drake May on Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake, how we doing this week?
What's going on? Y'all got the music going. I like it.
You like that? That's in the Drake May playlist?
Oh, shoot. Whatever people want to play, that's cool with me.
I'll tell you what looked cool yesterday was the efficiency of your performance, the offensive performance, and I want to ask you, it seemed like Josh McDaniels, who a few weeks ago we were asking questions like too much on your plate, whatever, how are you guys getting along, seemed like he was dialing up a lot of things that worked really well yesterday. There was that little series with the screen, the end around, then the fake end around run. Seemed like you and Josh were very much clicking yesterday. Is that fair to say?
True. That's what he's done. That's what done for a long time. Just glad that kind of we're able to keep going, build each and every week. We got guys that can have great skill sets and do different things. So I think we're starting to kind of get something going. So just got to keep going in the next week, and we got a tough challenge.
Drake, I know you were playing yesterday against the team you grew up rooting for, being a Charlotte native. Did you get a little extra geeked up, a little extra fired up to play a team that you grew up cheering for, and also hitting the Cam Newton celly in the end zone? Was that planned, improvised, just kind of like a little spur-of-the-moment exciting thing?
Yeah, you know, it was cool, man. You know, the team I grew up watching spent so many games in Bank of America Stadium back home. Used to be the kid with the Panther eye paint and the Panther face paint growing up. But, I think it was – I don't know if I had a plan, but I had an idea before the game. I didn't know if I was going to do it or not, and just kind of one of those things where you decide when if it's the right time or not. So it felt like it was the right time.
You mentioned in terms of that celebration that you're not the most emotional guy. Cam was a more emotional quarterback, and sometimes maybe you need to be a little bit more emotional. But – can it also be a good thing? It seems like if you're not super emotional, that probably allows you to be a little more even-keeled, not get too high or too low. Can that be a benefit to you?
Yeah, I think there's a common balance between that. You know, trying to be even-keeled and let nothing really bother you, let nothing get you too amped up. And then there's also, the part of where teammates want to see you amped up and feed off that. So just trying to find that, and you know, I think the guys respond to it well. So just trying to good balance between that.
So Ramondre obviously had a tough week 3 against the Steelers, putting the ball on the carpet 2 times. But Coach Vrabel understands his value to the team and how important it is to try to get work, to push past those mistakes. How important was it to have him out there for you and the offense? And what kind of message do you think that sends to your team?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It's confidence. It was confidence from the coaching staff. It's confidence from the guys around us. You know, we didn't blink an eye You know, we knew, you know, what Mondre, his capability and his effort to hold, take care of the football, and he almost got in the end zone. He really should have. But I thought it was great to see him bounce back and look forward to him. We're going to need him all season.
As much as it looked easy on paper, and we're talking to Drake May on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, the game got off to a little bit of a slow start. The defense gave up the drive. You guys had the three and out, and then you got the big punt return shortly thereafter. How much did Marcus Jones' punt return for a touchdown just inject life in everybody and sort of jumpstart what ended up being a rout?
Yeah, I think that could be kind of a that could be the jumpstart. It can be the kind of igniter, and I think it really was. We had the first possession where I missed booty behind him, and from there, I think just kind of felt like, okay, let's get this thing going, and that's what we felt like on the sideline. I think the offense responded well the next drives, and I really felt like the whole day that the defense and the substitutes put some great spots, and we just kind of had to finish off the job.
So Steph Diggs said in his post-game presser as well yesterday, what did he say? He's a 5 out of 10 so far.
Yeah.
He's only at a 5 out of 10 in understanding the McDaniels offense. Looks pretty impressive for only being a 5 out of 10. Where would you put yourself numerically on a scale of 0 to 10 in understanding where everything is offensively?
I don't know about 0 out of 10. You know, I feel good. I feel good each every week. I think it's I feel good with terminology and feel good in and out of some plays and getting different run looks. So I'm feeling better each and every week. You know, I think Steph, really was hoping, the 5 out of 10 meant he got a lot, better to go, which I think was what he meant. But really from there, I think we just got to keep building. I mean, we still have our best football play ahead of us, and I think we're going to need that Sunday night.
You have been talking about wanting to get Steph the ball more, and he had 6 catches, 100-plus yards yesterday. There was one catch in particular that stood out to me, that throw down the right sideline, sort of the back shoulder. He came back for it. Usually those back shoulders are an indication that a quarterback, wide receiver, pretty good rapport, kind of on the same page. Is that a safe read from afar, and is that exciting to you, sort of how that relationship is growing between you and Steph?
Yeah, it's continuing to grow. You know, most of the stuff has been kind of across the middle and cross some routes with Steph, so it's good to see something outside, hit. And I think one of those throws is just field between me and the receiver, and I think he made a great play, and I need to get him in the end zone, so that's probably the next thing. He's got to break maybe one more tackle or so, but no, I was excited to see him do that, and it was good for him to get back out there and have a great week.
Great, obviously, to get a home win for the fans after 3 tries on the 2025 season. Now you guys are sitting at 2-2, but I'm not sure if you're aware statistically of how good things are going for you as well. Now you're accomplishing things early on in the season, Drake, with your passer rating, rushing touchdowns, passing touchdowns, that you're now in rare company of the Lamar Jacksons, the Josh Allens of the world, and there's actually a completion percentage and touchdown pass stat that compares you to Tom Brady. How does it feel to be in such vaunted company this early in your second season?
Oh, shoot, we got a lot of work to do, and especially myself. So, those things are cool that they bring out those stuff and stats, but like I said, I think getting wins is what those guys are remembered for, and we got a tough stretch of games and starting Sunday night, so we got to get back out there and keep it going.
You told us last week that it's never as good or as bad on film as you think it is, so obviously the points, the statistics said it was a really good game. Now that you've broken down the film, what's one thing that wasn't as good as you'd hoped it could be or that you need to work on?
I think just a little thing, a little details on plays, to make it better. I think I missed Trayvon in the flat, a little bit behind him. I missed Booty in the first possession, a little bit behind him. So just try to be as happy as I can. I missed the open across, the middle O. So just the little things of, the incompletions I did have, I feel like we could have had back and had them complete. So just little things there, and then I thought the guys played hard and played well. So no comment on my teammates. I thought they played, did a great job.
Your coach said yesterday at the end of his post-game press conference, Drake, went on a little bit of a diatribe going on about some of the things that guys do that don't always show up on the stat sheet. Like yesterday, obviously, Pop Douglas had a tough time getting going, but had a big block. I believe on one of the, I forget exactly when.
Hunter Henry.
The Hunter Henry play. Thank you very much, Andy. So how much does it mean to have those little moments highlighted? And do you guys always make a point of emphasis to shout out the guys that don't always show up on the stat sheet?
Yeah, Coach Braver does a great job in team meetings of pointing that out. And, Pop had a couple of huge blocks throughout the game, on the tight end screen, the hoop on the second drive, a huge block. And
that's right.
Like you mentioned, the 100 touchdown run as well. So just guys that are keeping on just showing up and care about winning. That's what Coach Vrabel's preaching, and that's what's going to show up. And, the ball's going to find these guys that just keep playing hard. So, proud of that, and that's the stuff I'm feeling that you really look at back and the teammate coach be like, man, that's pretty cool seeing that.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, week one was a big game for Booty. Then it went Stevenson, then it went Hunter Henry, then it was Stephon Diggs. How exciting as a quarterback is it to kind of show, everybody says, oh, this team doesn't have a number one target, but you show up each week and a different guy has been your number one target. You have a bunch of guys that can put up numbers and beat the defense.
Yeah, I keep telling people that, and I think they're starting to see it. We got a lot of different guys that can make plays and agree with the ball, so it's really not shooting out what the play is, or not who gets it. It's just really just who happens to get it that play, and who falls apart in the progression or the read or the scheme. And I think Coach McDaniel's doing a great job of getting guys in that spot. And the crazy part, we've left a lot of plays out there on film that we probably should have even bigger games for other guys. So,
well, I know I've mentioned the names of a lot of other quarterbacks during this interview, but obviously in your short time in the NFL, Drake, you've been compared to Josh Allen. It's a great benchmark as well. Obviously, he's having a phenomenal career, MVP caliber season again. They're atop the AFC East 4-0, and now you guys get to travel to Orchard Park to renew rivalries with some very friendly fans over there for Buffalo. How excited do you get facing off against somebody like Josh, and how much do you love going into hostile territory like that?
Yeah, I think it's I love going on the road. I love playing away games. I've loved it since high school football, where you go into your rivalries at their place and win a game with the student section. So I love the college and starting to love it in the NFL. It's awesome going on the road, and it's a challenge. It's tough, and I think it feels good when you get one on the road. So tough challenges. As tough as you get to the AFC with the Bills and how they've played the past couple of years. And I think we went there last year and started fast, and I think we just gotta try to have the same mindset, start fast and I think it's about us, like we did this past week. It's about us and not about them. And like I said, we got a tough challenge and looking forward to it.
Josh Allen's a guy that finds the end zone with his arm and with his legs. You've been doing that early in the season, so this may be a little bit of a unique question, but what feels better, throwing a touchdown pass or scoring a touchdown run?
Oh, I think throwing a touchdown pass. I think when two people score, it's a lot better. So I always try to tell guys, hey, if I choose, if you're wide open and I'm wide open to run it, I'm going to throw it. So that's what I always tell them. But if you do have to run it in, I don't know, the guys aren't too mad about it either.
Before we get to the quarterback question of the week, I noted yesterday in your press conference after the game, you referenced the one sack, which was a short sack, and you joked that you apologized to the offensive line. Did you kind of screw them out of a shutout there?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did, and it's just a bummer. I'm just mad at myself, but hey, I think those guys know it. It wasn't on them, so I apologize. And I tried to do that. I think I've taken a couple no-yard sacks here, which is I think I even took one running out of bounds one time. So
yep.
Just got to be mindful of that and know those guys. They'll play their butts off all game, so it means something to them. And they do a great job of keeping me. So.
Yeah, you could make it up with a Christmas gift or maybe like a nice steak dinner sometime.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, you got to start thinking about those Christmas gifts. You quarterbacks in the NFL, everybody's watching and everybody plays one. They're giving out cars and
ATV,
golf carts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably, I know it's only late September. You probably got to start that on your to-do list, what you're going to get your linemen this year. Have you thought about it at all?
Yeah, you got to start on early. You got to start on early, and I think it's one of those things where you can't do it last minute. You got to put some thought into it, and those guys care about it, so.
Also helps if you get a sponsor involved. I think Brock Purdy got Toyota to basically give his offensive line cars. So you get the credit, but let the car dealership give the gift. All right, now time for the quarterback question of the week here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. The experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. And this comes from Chris in Carlisle. Have you ever been starstruck? And I think this is probably based on, you know, you've talked about you met Cam Newton and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And then even yesterday, Jaylen Brown's on the field, Mark Wahlberg. Have you ever been starstruck, or who would you be starstruck by if you met them?
That's a great question. Yeah, I really haven't found myself being starstruck kind of in person. I think it's one of those things that kind of starstruck kind of gets surprised by them. So most of the people that I've met, I kind of know they have an idea that they're I think as a young kid, you used to get starstruck when you see players come up to you and, you know, being at old camps, training camps, and seeing Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly and those guys. Since my time as an adult, you know, I think – maybe the first time probably meeting Tom. When I met Tom, you're a little starstruck. I mean, the greatest to ever do it. He's probably up there at number one for me. So anytime you see the best to do it, it's pretty cool.
On the flip side of that, you said you remember being starstruck by players. Have you experienced that when you're meeting kids now, that Drake May is making them feel starstruck?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's, I know you see people dressing up as me for Halloween and stuff like that, yes, it's a good reminder of how much I can mean to, you know, kids and fans out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It means the world.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Good luck in Buffalo, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Drake.
Thanks, Drake.
That's Drake May, the quarterback of your New England Patriots on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.